Samache, Ois, Chof, Ches. Noit, if she is Israel, must go to me at Goy. A Jew has to depart by a Goy. Vir, the Ois, him, Lissel, the Rivis. He sent him to a Jew, the Rivis. Ima, Ima, Chai, said Goy, Shim, Yevin, Achor, Yisrael, for whom is Shalom, and my Ois, and Mutter. If it was, Bachai, said Goy, Shim, Yevin, Achor, Yisrael, for whom is Shalom, and my Ois, and Mutter. We're talking about a case where the Goy is holding a Jewish deposit, and then the money that was deposited by the Goy was lent by the Goy to another Jew by Rivis. So he basically seems to be lending out Jewish money for Rivis. The defining factor was considered Jewish money that's deposited by the Goy, considered Goy's money, is who took responsibility of this money. If he's just watching it, then still Jewish money. But if he took all responsibility, then it gets lost. Under all circumstances, he will pay back the Jew no matter what. He will reimburse him. Then it's considered a Goyish money, as if he borrowed the money, now became his. And then he can't lend it to Rivis since he's a good. And he bought a Goy also. But if it was not given to the Goy in such a fashion, and it's still the Achrayis of the Jew, then it's also because, once again, it's considered Jewish money that the Goy is lending out. You can't have a Goy lend out your money and take Rivis. It's your money that's taking the Rivis. Some type of a saving account. Some type of corporation that lends out money, and the Jews have shares in it, and it's a mixture of Jews and Goyim, and they lend out the money by Rivis. Obviously, in other words, if you have a bank that is run by Goyim, but the money is at least partially Jewish money, and they come off nearly, that's a gomo. This is something very awesome because the Jewish money is being lent out to Rivis. You can't put in such a bank money because you're basically going to be involved in Rivis. You can't borrow from such a type of bank either.